Welcome to the Health and Wellbeing Programme. My name is Vernon Pierce, and in these programmes I'll be talking to you about issues which may affect you, giving you advice provided by the NHS. Today I'm going to be talking about migraine. A migraine usually feels like a very bad headache with a throbbing pain on one side. You may get other symptoms just before a migraine, such as feeling very tired and yawning a lot, craving certain foods or feeling thirsty, changes in your mood, a stiff neck, peeing more. You may also get warning signs you're about to have a migraine. It's called an aura, such as problems with your sight, such as seeing zigzag lines or flashing lights, numbness or a tingling that feels like pins and needles, feeling dizzy or difficulty speaking. Migraines usually last between 2 hours and 3 days, with some symptoms, such as feeling very tired, starting up to 2 days before the head pain starts and finishing off after the headache stops. Some people have migraines several times a week, while others don't have them very often. It's common to have migraines before or during your period, called menstrual migraines. It's not known what causes migraines, but you're more likely to get them if you have a close family member who gets them. Some people find certain triggers can cause migraines, such as starting their periods, anxiety and depression, stress and tiredness, not eating regularly or skipping meals, or too much caffeine. Most people find their migraines slowly get better as they get older. You should seek advice from a GP if your migraines are severe or getting worse or lasting longer than usual, if you have migraines more than once a week, if you're finding it difficult to control your migraines, or if you regularly get migraines before or during your period. What we mean by severe pain is that it's always there and it's so bad it's hard to think or talk. You cannot sleep, or it's very hard to move, get out of bed, go to the bathroom, wash or dress. Moderate pain is always there, makes it hard to concentrate or sleep, but you can manage to get up and wash or dress. Mild pain comes and goes. It's annoying, but it doesn't stop you doing daily activities. You should ask for an urgent GP appointment or get help from NHS 111 if your migraine lasts longer than 72 hours, aura symptoms last longer than an hour at a time, or if you're pregnant or just had a baby. However, you should call 999 if you or your child have a headache that came on suddenly and is extremely painful, have problems speaking or remembering things, lose your vision or have blurred or double vision, feel drowsy or confused, have a seizure or fit, have a very high temperature and symptoms of meningitis, cannot move or have weakness in the arms or legs on one side of your body or on one side of your face. In these situations, don't drive yourself to A&E. The person you speak to at 999 will give you advice about what to do. Migraine treatments include painkillers such as ibuprofen and paracetamol, medicines called triptans, and medicines that stop you feeling sick or being sick. You may have to try a combination of medicines before you find something that works. A GP may also recommend making changes to your lifestyle to help manage your migraines, such as eating at regular times and drinking less caffeine. If your migraines are severe, you might be offered other things to help, such as learning relaxation techniques and acupuncture. If these treatments don't manage your migraines, you may be offered a new type of medicine called a gepant. These work in a different way than other migraine medicines, so may be of more use to you. If none of these treatments help your symptoms or they're getting worse, you may be referred to a specialist for further tests and treatment. It's important not to take high doses of painkillers too often, as this could make it harder to treat your migraines. It can help to keep a migraine diary to help you work out what might trigger your migraines. Other things you can do to ease or reduce your migraines, with help and advice from a GP: try sleeping or lying down in a darkened room during a migraine. Try to avoid things you know trigger your migraines, such as certain foods. Stay well hydrated and limit how much caffeine and alcohol you drink. Try to keep a healthy weight. Eat meals at regular times. Get regular exercise. Get plenty of sleep. And try to manage your stress. If you want to read further information about migraines, you can go to the NHS website, nhs.uk. I'll be back with another health and wellbeing program very soon here on HRB.